Okay, a little bit about the parasha and about Purim. I saw something fascinating this week from a sefer called Sharvit HaZohav. The Sharvit HaZohav is a fascinating sefer by Talmud Chacham called Rav Kruger. He is also the author of the sefer Ploys Eidoi Secha, which we have sometimes quoted. He wants to make a connection between Shushan Habira and the Me'il. A nice connection between Parshas Tetzaveh and Purim. Put it as a riddle. What is the connection between the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol and Shushan Habira? Okay, so he goes on a line like this. What is the Shoresh of the word Shushan? Aside from Haman and Mordechai and Esther, probably the most commonly mentioned name in the Megillah is Shushan. Shushan Abira is all over the place. What does Shushan come from? Obviously, it's related to the word Shoshana. Shoshana is a rose. And it's very interesting that Esther Hamalka is also referred to by Chazal as Shoshana. She's a rose. So we have Shushan Abira, and we have Shoshana, and we have Esther. By the way, Esther is the same gematria as Shoshana, which makes it very appropriate. But still, what is the Shoresh of Shoshan and Shoshana and Shushan? What's it all about? So he brings a pasuk from Malachim that describes the Yam Shel Shloimoi. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so he had an enormous mikveh called the Yam, Yam Shel Shloimoi. And the pasuk which describes the top surface of the Yam, it says, Usfosoi kemaisei sefas kois perach shushan. The rim, the edge at the top of the yam, on the top of this huge, enormous mikveh, was like the edge of a cup which resembled a flower. So there's a mention there of flower, the perach shushan, the shushan rose, and it connects to the edge. There seems to be some connection between the rim of a cup, the rim of a mikveh, the rim of a yam, and a flower. And he brings another pasuk from Shir HaShirim, which also makes this connection between an edge and the rose. And that is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Sifsoisov Shoshanim, the lips are like roses. So again, we have a pasuk that seems to connect Safa, an edge or a lip, with a rose. So what's the pshat? So he says, what's the purpose of an edge around something? The purpose of an edge is to reinforce, to give extra strength. And that we see by the me'il. The me'il, it says that the rim, the neckline of the me'il was folded over double. It says, Sofo yelapiv, there should be a strengthened edging, a doubled over edging around the neckline of the me'il, lo yikareya, in order that it shouldn't tear. This is the derech of most garments, that an edge is reinforced, that it shouldn't come apart, it shouldn't tear, it shouldn't fray. So the edge is folded over and doubled over. So what do we see from here? That an edging is a reinforcement, it's a shmirah, it's a protection. Now, why is this mentioned davka in the me'il? The concept of reinforcing the edge. So he says, very beautifully, the Gemara in Erechin says that all of the Shmoneh Megadim were a kapara for different aveirois, and the me'il was a mechapa for, Rashi brings it, if I'm not mistaken, the me'il was a mechapa for Lashon Hara. That's why it had bells at the bottom, because it's a davar shebekoil, it makes a sound, and it's mechaper on aveiras which are bekoil, speech, the wrong type of speech. So the bells on the me'il were a kapara for that. So the sofa, the edging, protects the garment that it shouldn't tear, and this is a symbol of one's lips. The svasayim are also called sofa. The edge of the mouth, the cold lips. And why did Rabbeinu Shlomo make lips around the mouth? To keep your mouth closed, in order to make a shmira against your tongue saying the wrong words. The edge around the me'il which was mechapa for lashon hara, was a reminder that people should put a fence around their mouths, use the lips to close your mouth tight, in order to protect your mouth from speaking the wrong words. So here we have the idea of an edging as being a shmira. Now, the rose, and many other flowers as well, the truth is that it's lav davka a rose. The word shushan is sometimes used very broadly to represent any type of flower. But the concept of the petals and the leaves of a flower is that they surround the seed and the powder which is needed to reproduce the flower. It's a protection around it. Anything which surrounds an item acts like a wall which protects what's inside of it. The edging around the middle protects the edging that it shouldn't tear. The lips around a person's mouth are a protection against the mouth, like a wall, that makes sure that the wrong words don't come out. And same as the rose. The rose is a circular. It's like a wall around the center, around the powder, around the seeds, in order to protect it from the wind, from dangers. So we see that the whole idea of a flower, of the petals of a flower, of a rose, and of the me'il, is like a wall which offers protection. It's not a coincidence, therefore, that the town of Shushan had a wall around it. Shushan represents Shoshana, it represents a flower with a wall around it. The tachlis of the wall was to protect the inhabitants inside from invaders, from attack from outsiders. So we have the ear Shushan, which looked like a flower, because the wall which surrounded it was there to offer a protection to the city. That's the connection between the rose, the Shoshana, and the wall around Shushan. He goes on to say that it's particularly appropriate that the Persians were particular to have walls around their cities. This is the Persian Empire. Shushan Abira was the capital of the Persian Empire. The Gemara says, we had it in Brochois, that the Persians, the Parasim, are compared to a bear. It's in the Sefer Daniel, when Daniel had various dreams. So in one of the dreams there, he dreamt about the four nations, the Arba Golios, and Poras was compared to a bear. And Chazal say, the Gemara in Brochois, why are Poras compared to a bear? Because they are very enclosed. They are closed within themselves. They're a very introvert nation. Just like the bear is surrounded by a lot of hair and by a lot of fat, and it helps them to keep him warm, the Persians were very introvert. They were very stingy. They were not Baalei Chesed. And the fact that they kept the wall around them was to enclose them, like the bear encloses himself and wraps himself around with his flesh and with his fat and with his hairs in order to protect himself. That the Persians were very self-conscious to protect themselves from invaders, from outsiders. And again, we have this concept of the wall around them as a protection. The Gemara says that Ahasuerus ruled over the entire world. The world is circular. So it's as though he had the whole world around him. Again, the idea of a circle, of a wall around a person, he had control on the entire world. Esther, Hamalka, why is she particularly given the name of Shoshana? She had some sort of a wall for herself. What was the wall of Esther? Not too difficult to work out. Esther, lo higida es amo. She didn't reveal, she was able to keep a secret. Under the instructions of Mordechai, she didn't reveal the secret. She kept her nationality to herself. We just mentioned that she was very careful to keep her kashrus, that she refrained from eating anything that had a shayla of kashrus on it. She had the zaroinim. So she made a wall around herself in more than one way. She made a wall around herself not to reveal her nationality. She kept a wall around herself in order not to eat trefa foods. So it's quite appropriate that she is given the name of Shoshana, of Shoshan, so it's very appropriate that she, being the Shoshana, ended up ruling the city of Shushan. All the same concept of a wall which surrounds and which covers and hides what's inside. It's also interesting to note that another name of Esther, besides Shoshana, is Hadassah. What's special about the Hadass? The leaves hide the stem, because they cover the stem like a wall. The three leaves which surround the stem are also like a wall which hides the stem inside. What can we take out of all of this? It's very beautiful and everything fits and everything matches very nicely. So he wants to say that we should learn from here the importance of mitzvahs drabanon. Now, we've been talking the whole evening about mitzvahs drabanon, about Megillah, Mishlach Monos, Tas Lavienim. What's so special? What's the bikoyach of the mitzvahs drabanon? So we find the Klal Yisrael are described as Suga Basheshanim, a hedge, a fence of roses, a hedge of roses. Now, it's sometimes used to describe the separation of a husband from a wife when she's not clean. But the Gemara also uses this moshel of a hedge of roses to describe Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael separate themselves from the nations of the world. They make fences. Chazal made so many fences, Bishul of Akum, and other concepts to keep ourselves separate from the nations of the world. We are an individual nation. We have to build a wall around ourselves. We have to isolate ourselves. We have to protect ourselves. We have the Torah. We have the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. All the gzeiros of the Chachamim, all the takonas of the Chachamim, were on this theme, that we are a separate nation from the nations of the world. We don't mimic their ways. We don't follow in their hashkafos. We have our own derech chayim, and we have to build a wall around ourselves, make sure everybody's in isolation nowadays. We have to be in isolation. We don't want to be affected by the outside world. Okay, there are spiritual germs flying around the world as well, not just the corona. We've got to be careful of all sorts of ways which are incorrect ways of the world, germs of a spiritual nature. And Klal Yisrael are a hedge of roses. And just like the Me'il had the extra rim around it in order to protect it, and just like Rosh Bucham made the lips around a person to protect his mouth, that he shouldn't speak anything wrong, we as a nation have to be careful to keep all the takanas of the Chachamim, which are made for this purpose. We should strengthen ourselves. We should be like a wall. We separate ourselves from the nations of the world. And in that way, we get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zeichot to nisim and niflois, like we were experienced by Yom HaMahim Azman Azeh.